morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Beth Ann.
Well, at least today we have some better news coming out of Paris, as we've just heard from NPR.
Yeah. But we do start with a fairly troubling local statistic, don't we?
We do, and one that we have been troubled by for a very long time and likely will until something pretty substantive can be done about it. Now, only a few days into 2015, three people lost their lives on Oahu streets. Those were in addition to the first pedestrian fatality of the year in Kauai. Hawaii has a long reputation for its dangerous streets, especially for the elderly. Mike Formby is the director of transportation services for the city and county of Honolulu, and he joins us in our studio this morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning.
This has been a conversation that I can't tell you how long we've had this conversation on Town Square in the 4 years almost that we've done this program, that we keep looking at these stats every year. And although we've seen traffic incidents stay, death counts from that stay reasonably static, the ones that are happening because pedestrians have been killed have been going up largely in the last 3 years. What do you put that down to?
Yeah, well, let me tell you, this is something that the mayor and I spend a lot of time talking about, both pedestrian and bicycle accidents, and it's a difficult issue. You know, we're currently activating our streets more because of complete streets, so the policy is that streets are for everyone. We're encouraging pedestrians to get out to walk, bicyclists to bike, but it creates a clash between cars and pedestrians and bicyclists, and so for us it's a challenge. We know the streets are more congested. We know that people want to get where they're going faster. And so we do more public education campaigns. We try to reach out to drivers and let them know that they need to slow down. They need to be more aware. But in light of that, we still see more pedestrian accidents and fatalities. And it's a concern.
In all fairness, this is not just drivers bad, pedestrians good. There have been cases where I saw one yesterday as I was leaving the station where there was a sign, a don't walk hand flashing with all of 4 seconds on it, and a bunch of people decided they were going to run across the street, and it ran out before they were able to get across the street, and then all of us were stuck in the intersection. So this isn't just about drivers, it's clearly about both. How do you make that point and do these education efforts any better than you think you've done them in past?
Yeah, well, what we do right now is we have some new campaigns. We just did one late last year called On the Spot, where we look at certain roadways that have higher accident rates, and we actually go to those locations and we spend time with pedestrians. We have big signs. We try to get the attention of drivers and let them know that this is an area that has had a number of pedestrian accidents and get them to be aware of the rules and slow down. And HPD works with us. They partner with us. They go out and work with pedestrians on telling them how the pedestrian lights work, that once it turns red, you're not authorized to step off the curb. Even if it says 27 seconds or 15 seconds, you're not authorized to step off the curb. And the state works with us. We have a program called Walkwise that is at the state level and at the county level, and we work together. We go to schools. We try to catch the keikis when they're young with a program called PEDMAN, Pedestrian Man, where we educate them. But, you know, at the end of the day, there's always one person or two people or 100 people out there that you haven't reached that don't learn the rules and take their lives into risk and chance by doing things that are not right, like jaywalking.
With all those things that you've just mentioned, though, can you somehow put into context why we see, with all those efforts, the pedestrian safety has become far less so, far more dangerous over the last 2 to 3 years?
Yeah, that's a tough one. But, you know, personally, what I believe is people are not as patient as they used to be. So everybody wants to get where they're going faster. So whether you're driving a car, whether you're walking, if you look at people these days, you see that everyone's in a hurry. If you drive a car, you'll see if there's an open space, people are changing lanes constantly. They want to get one car, two cars ahead. Pedestrians don't want to go to the corner to cross the street. They like to jaywalk because they see something right across the street from where they are. So to me, it's about personal responsibility at the end of the day. And it's about understanding that you're part of a system, and the system only works when everybody plays by the rules. And as you and I discussed earlier this morning, if you're a driver and you hit a pedestrian, I mean, your life is forever changed. Whether they're a jaywalker or whether they're in a crosswalk, your life will never be the same. So we keep asking people to please just slow down, be aware, play by the rules, you know.
And it isn't as if this hasn't been done. New York has been tremendously successful in being able to lower the speeds at which cars are allowed to drive, and also being able to make the campaign successful in getting people to understand that they're all part of that system. If New York can do it, shouldn't we be able to?
Absolutely, and you're right about that. The next step, and one of the issues that the mayor and I talk about, is focusing on streets where we know there's high rate of incidents and
which
speeding.
Which one specifically?
Well, like King Street, for example. We know King Street is a major corridor. People get off the freeway. They're coming downtown. They're in a hurry to get to work, and they drive excessively fast. But it's also a street that has more crosswalks per mile than almost any other street in the city. So it's a clash of cultures. And we're looking right now at bringing down the speed limits on certain streets. And you're right, New York did it. They did it successfully. And if you look at the correlation between accidents, speeds of cars, and injuries, you'll see that for every 5 miles that you reduce the speeds of the cars, the severity of the accidents decrease proportionally. So you're more likely to live if you're hit at 25 than you are at 30. Those statistics are out there. We know they exist. And so there is some discussion right now about lowering speeds on some of our major streets.
With King Street and the new bike lane, that's got to add another layer of concern for those people who are walking as well as those who are driving.
It absolutely does, and that's one of the streets that right now is 30 miles per hour, and if you were probably to clock most of the motorists on King Street, they're probably not going 30 miles per hour. They're probably going a little faster than that. So it's a street that we're looking at and trying to decide whether or not, given the bike lane and pedestrians and complete streets policies, whether or not we need to lower the speed.
When do you propose that this would be taking effect, that we'd see streets like King Street have 25? And will people actually do 25, go do 25
yeah.
down the street?
Well, that's a concern. But I think if we lowered it to 25, we'd have to work with the state, because there are schools on King Street and the school zones right now are 25. They would have to lower down to 20. So it's not something that the city can do without working with the state. And we've already talked to some state legislators about this and asked them to consider legislation that would allow the city to lower the speed limits, and they would agree to lower the school zones correspondingly. So we're looking at King Street. It's a street that we want to activate more for pedestrians and bicyclists. And as a result, we need to bring the speeds down of the cars and get motorists to be more aware.
And what about streets like Kapi'olani?
Yeah, same thing. I mean, there's no street that's not part of the issue. But I think for us, it's baby steps. It's starting first with one street, seeing the effect that it has. We like to know that there's cause and effect, that we're not just doing things without a reason or a result.
Well, Mike, these are the things that you're hoping to do as we come into the session and moving beyond. But for people who are rightly concerned now that
right.
truly they do take their lives in their hands when they step off a curb, any words that you can give them that they haven't heard before, or to motorists and also bicyclists? I mean, everybody's got to be able to play fairly and not injure somebody else because they think they're more entitled to the street than someone else.
Yeah, I don't think I have a new solution. I can just, excuse me, I can just repeat some of the rules of the past, and that is you need to be aware. And if you're a pedestrian and you're going to step off into the street, you should make sure that you have the eye of the motorist, not just that you see their car, but that you have the eye of the motorist and that they know you're coming. King Street is especially of concern.
And if you've got a small child with you, make sure you hang on to
doubly
that child.
Concerned.
I saw a kid walk off the street and nearly get hit as a car was making a right-hand turn.
So you're right.
Right around the corner here. Mike, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Mike Formey is the Director of Transportation Services for the City and County of Honolulu.